And I would like to bring this first panel to a close by welcoming back an old friend of the Middle East Center with Dr. Mahmoud Hawari to address the topic of new critical assessment on the archaeology and history of Palestine during the early and middle Islamic periods. I hope you'd like to take the stage.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, thank you very much, Professor Eugene Rogan, for inviting us to give us this opportunity to present our ongoing research on this fantastic project. And thank you for coming this afternoon to from afar to listen to us and the results of our research. So I'm going to talk about the early Islamic and middle Islamic periods. It's about 900 years. Which must much less than what
you can't compete with.
That does. I can't compete with you. But yeah. So I will try my best to in fact summarize the results of our research on this period. So I would like to, as I said, to summarize the work in progress on the early Islamic period, the Frankish period, Frankish and Ubaid period. These are the list of periods that that we have been working on, and the Mamluk period. In this study, we critically addressed the archaeology and history of Palestine, relying firstly on contemporary historical sources, secondly on the results of archaeological research, on contemporary historical sources, and on the results of archaeological research, as Islamic archaeology has become an important source to fill the gaps in our knowledge. Many people thought that the Islamic period only, it's a historical period relying only on historical sources, but now Islamic archaeology become an important source for our knowledge on this period. But also on thousands of Arabic inscriptions and modern critical historical studies. We have also refuted a number of biased and erroneous conclusions of both Orientalist and colonialist studies. This includes refuting the theory that the Islamic conquest of the Levant and Palestine caused considerable destruction and cultural decline, and that Palestine was devoid of Arabs before the conquest. The study shows that a phase of cultural continuity occurred from the Byzantine to the early Islamic period, which was reflected in all aspects of life and patterns of material culture. The archaeological data found in cities of Palestine, such as Jerusalem, Beisan, Tabariya, Tiberias, Asqalan, Ascalon, showed that following the Islamic conquest, these cities remained inhabited by their inhabitants, including Arabs, with the exception of Qisariya, or Qaisariya, Caesarea. The status of some cities had changed as a result of changes in the new administrative division of jund or districts. For example, Jerusalem's role was strengthened due to the political and religious status, and it required a new sense of holiness. Beisan, for example, lost its administrative importance, and Tabariya became the capital of jund al-Urdun. Ar-Ramla was established as a new administrative capital of Jund Palestine, replacing Caesarea. In terms of rural settlement, life continued uninterrupted in most areas, and villages flourished around the cities of Jerusalem, Ar-Ramli, Al-Khalil, and in northern and western Naqab. Naqab has been out of the equation archaeologically and historically, but now a new archaeological research shows that it was actually very flourished area during the early Islamic period. More and more sites and rural settlements have been exposed in recent years. The archaeological evidence also confirmed that Palestine witnessed a new phase of widespread prosperity during the Umayyad period, and its impact on the socio-cultural landscape, economic life, and material culture was immense. Despite the widespread destruction caused by the great earthquake of 749, which coincided with the overthrow of the Umayyad Caliphate by the Abbasid Revolution and the transfer of the center of the Caliphate from Damascus to Baghdad, most cities and villages in Palestine recovered during the first Abbasid period, contrary to what has been reported in Orientalistic studies. The Abbasids took the initiative to rebuild damaged buildings in the cities, especially in Jerusalem, Tiberia, Tabariya, and Bisan. As Palestine came under the rule of the Fatimids, who dominated trade in the Eastern Mediterranean, economic life revived and cities flourished. This is confirmed by tremendous evidence by contemporary historians such as Al-Maqdisi, Nasir Khisro, and by archaeological excavations in which rich finds such as pottery, glass, metals, and gold treasures were found as evidence of the development of material culture as a result of the economic and commercial prosperity. However, this period was punctuated by periods of instability and decline as a result of internal conflicts and wars and the negative effects of natural disasters such as earthquakes and epidemics. Just to summarize this, this period of the early Islamic times, Palestine in the early Islamic period was characterized by being multi-religious, multicultural, and its population was a mixture of Christians, Muslims, Jews, and Samaritans, in addition to nomads, Bedouins. Palestinian cities, especially Jerusalem, were important centers of cultural and scientific life, especially in the fields of jurisprudence, hadith, mysticism, philosophy, and medicine, attracting leading scholars and jurists. Palestine attracted Muslim, Christian, and Jewish pilgrims for possessing a large number of holy sites, tombs, and shrines of prophets, apostles, and saints. The monuments that created by the Umayyads represents a new style of Islamic architecture and decorative arts as manifested in the Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Khirbet al-Mafjar Palace in Jericho, which innovatively incorporates Hellenistic, Byzantine, Sasanian architecture and new artistic elements that were not seen before. Overall, this period witnessed along Hijaz in Arabia the emergence of the Islamic faith, the Islamic conquest, the end of nearly 1,000 years of Hellenistic influence, or Mediterranean Hellenistic influence, that which includes also the Roman and the Byzantine periods, and the beginning of a new era that included changes in political, economic, social, and material culture, all of which affected the socio-cultural landscape and the beginning of a long process of Arabization and Islamization, given that the Arab presence in Palestine continued for many centuries before and then after the Islamic conquest. So here I'm just going to highlight some of the examples of various monuments and sites from the early Islamic period. First, let's start with the Haram al-Sharif in Jerusalem, designed and built by the Umayyad Caliph Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, an aerial view and a plan, and also the Dome of the Rock that he built in the Haram al-Sharif in the year 691-92, with this magnificent decorative arts. Here we have an example of the wall mosaics found inside the building, which now really represent the beginning of this of Islamic art, using various Hellenistic, Roman, and Sasanian, Iranian elements, decorative elements, but also creating it in a new form of art that never seen before. And this is the Aqsa Mosque, built by Abd al-Malik as well. And these are the new palaces that were excavated outside the Haram al-Sharif to the southwest, which is called Dar al-Imara, which is the center of the Islamic rule in the early Islamic times, from the time of al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik. And this is actually another new discovery of a marketplace in the excavations of Bisan, dated to Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik. This is beautiful inscription here created in beautiful glass, last mosaics, mentioning the name of Hisham, that he actually sponsored the building of this beautiful marketplace in Bisan. And here is also some excavated village in the Naqab, in a town called Rahat, in the north of the Naqab, with the mosque. And this actually a site of Hisham's palace at Khidbat al-Mafjar in Jericho, which is it's a cherry on the cake of Palestinian archaeology. Really, it was, although it was excavated in the during the British mandate, but we continued the work there, and we discovered, we reached really very important discoveries inside this this palace. These are beautiful mosaic floors, the most beautiful in the Middle East, maybe in the world. And so, and this is actually the stucco decorations that kept in or housed in the archaeological Palestine Archaeological Museum in Jerusalem, known now as the Rockefeller Museum. These are stucco decorations, and these are just on the right is the result of American Palestinian excavations under Hamdan Taha's directorship. And on the left, this aerial image is the results of a landscape archaeological survey that I conducted around the palace of Khirbet al-Mahjar, and found the water management system, including channels, aqueducts, and a mill dating from the early Islamic period. And here I actually I will move to the Crusader period, but let me keep it on this image, and I will get through further with my introduction about the Frankish and Ayyubid Palestine, which is actually it's a period that falls in a much larger period of the Crusader wars in Bilad al-Sham, the Levant, lasting about two centuries. It consisted of successive invasions or crusades by Europeans to establish colonies in the Crusader states in various parts of the Levant, including Palestine, under the pretext of religious motives to wrest the holy Christian places. Such activity was similar to early modern European settler colonialism in the Americas, Africa, and Australia. Although this is actually, 2 minutes, okay. So the establishment of the Latin Kingdom of Jerusalem marked by deep changes in the topography of the political and administrative and social system of Palestine. But following Salah ad-Din's conquest of Jerusalem in 1187, once again Palestine witnessed another process of drastic changes in various aspects of life in Palestine, including new monuments and so on. And so I will just go quickly through the images that I have. Here are these Crusader castles, Belvoir and Montfort, again affecting the landscape of Palestine, bringing a sort of European style fortifications into the landscape of Palestine. And here another example, although Ghattaz, you brought this as an example of Byzantine, but here the facade of this church, actually it is Crusader rather than Byzantine. And I move to the Ayyubid period. These are various buildings in the old city of Jerusalem, because most of Ayyubid and Salah ad-Din's activity concentrated in Jerusalem. And here this is the minbar and the mihrab of Salah ad-Din, Khanqa Salahiyya, also from the time of Salah ad-Din, bringing new style and type of architecture and decorative arts into Palestine, into Jerusalem. The facade of Al-Aqsa Mosque, this is actually dated to the Ayyubid times. And here I move quickly to the Mamluk period and say that the Mamluk period actually witnessed again very great political events and the developments that had a far-reaching impact on the whole region of Western Asia. First, the Mamluks succeeded in repelling the Mongol invasion of Palestine at the Ain Jalut battle in 1260. And second, the dismantling of the Crusader states in the Levant and Palestine with the fall of Akka the last Frankish stronghold in 1291. So after the expulsion of the Crusades, the Mamluks, who were actually based in Cairo, introduced vast changes to the landscape and the socioeconomic status in Palestine. So I would like to summarize by saying that Palestine during the Mamluk period witnessed an increased process of Islamization of the cultural, social, and religious landscape, both in urban and rural areas. Such process began by Salah ad-Din and continued later. Islamic architecture and decorative arts reached a high, the height of its prosperity. And also flourished. In the craft industries flourished in this time. And final remark. I know that Eugene is looking at me. for the history of ancient Palestine, and my colleagues mentioned that, especially for the Bronze and Iron Ages, the Bible and archaeology were weaponized by evangelical and later by Zionist archaeologists to invent ancient Israel with the purpose of connecting it with the modern state of Israel. However, for the history of Islamic Palestine, Orientalist and Zionist archaeologists and historians created a myriad of myths to deny Palestinians their place in history as the indigenous people of Palestine who have been living there for millennia. Thank you very much.